The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. In an email to podcasters sent late on Friday before a holiday weekend, Apple Podcasts has announced that Apple Podcasts paid subscriptions and channels will now launch in June. The company's original announcement had promised a May launch. We understand it's now planned to go live in the coming weeks. In a first public statement, the email also admits that some creators have experienced delays in content availability and access to Apple Podcasts Connect, but claims these have been addressed. On the contrary, publishers told PodNews on Friday that there continue to be many ongoing problems with the platform. Meanwhile, Mumbler is a new podcast hosting platform already live that allows any podcaster to create their own paid podcast in just three clicks, they say. Creators get to see their subscriber details. Their commission fees are just 8% plus payment costs. Veritonic has released its 2021 Audio Logo Index, ranking company audio logos across the world. Perfect for pub quizzes, they link to a big playable list of the ones ranked in the report, like this. And this. And this. And this. And this. Moonpig.com. Podthon 21 have announced the speakers for their upcoming conference. The CBC and BBC are seeking proposals from audio producers for a factual narrative podcast. In South Africa, African Tech Roundup is to launch a social token on a blockchain or something. We link to a collaborative Spotify playlist of podcast themes today, and we could do with some more themes from well-known podcasters. Please go add some. Being famous doesn't make you a better podcaster, says Tom Webster. He's unveiled the biggest celebrities in podcasting, and they're not, he suggests, famous, and Whatso, which are co-working spaces in Australia, to get their own podcasting studios. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. The Just Audio Flutter package, which is a feature-rich audio player for your podcast app, has added a silence skipper and a volume boost for Android, and iOS is to follow. You'll find more details in our show notes and our newsletter today. Brian of London writes an article on why podcast apps and aggregators should be using Podping, which is now in live beta with Buzzsprout, RSS.com, Captivate and Transistor, and this podcast too. Last week, Anchor hoovered up plenty of paid-for podcasts, but also lost plenty too, according to our sample. SoundCloud was the biggest loser with 20 losses. Megaphone was the paid podcast host, gaining the most shows. And data from the Podcast Index shows that Anchor and Megaphone now host 1.6 million podcasts out of 3.8 million. Their owner Spotify now hosting 41.4% of all shows. And in podcast news, Day X is a story about a German military officer who faked his identity, planning for the day democracy collapses. It's a new five-part documentary from the New York Times, and you can bet that's been fact-checked. Role Model has Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child as a guest. The show is hosted by Leomi Anderson, speaking to international superstars who are breaking boundaries and shaping culture. Wonder Media Network has launched its newest eight-episode podcast called Gravity, which explores how we can find happiness through life's greatest challenges. Congratulations to Art Insiders New York for winning the 27th Annual Communicator Awards of Excellence by the Academy of Interactive and Visual Arts for their episode about the TWA Flight Center and Hotel. They won an award there last year too. And Bailey Sarian, a YouTuber and social media star, is to host her own podcast called Dark History. It premieres on Wednesday. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.